When we encounter Christ in His Word, we are reminded that the Word is visible. It is among us. It's a Word that is active. When it says something, it happens. He is not just a word on a page. He is alive. And when we interact with Scripture, when we speak to God in prayer, we have to understand that this Word is elevating us. It is inspiring us. It has the power to heal, to forgive, to reconcile. And so when Jesus speaks, we must listen, because that Word transforms us. It heals us. It encourages us. It gives us the way, the truth, and the life that we must follow, that is leading all of us, ascending all of us to eternal glory and great happiness and eternal peace. And so we must consider this Word and take four steps every time we interact with Jesus in Scripture and in prayer. We have to ask ourselves, what did He just say? Literally, what did the Word in Scripture just say? Secondly, we must respond in that Word by asking ourselves, well, what is He saying to me personally, intimately? What is that Word that He's speaking to me? And the third step is, well, we have to respond. We can't ignore Him. We can't stay silent. We have to respond generously to that Word, openly, without fear, with confidence. And so we respond. And finally, we have to ask ourselves, what is God inviting me to? Where is He encouraging me to change, to grow, to detach, to attach to? So we ask ourselves when we encounter Jesus in Scripture, in His Word, this Word that is made flesh, the Word that came down from heaven for us and ascends now to the Father and is at the right hand of the Father and continues to pray with us and for us. What does that Word literally say? What is He saying to you? How do you want to respond to that Word? And where is the invitation that God is inviting you and me and all humanity to grow, to change, to believe, to trust, to love, to forgive? What is that Word encouraging you and me to do? Well, two words stand out for me today, and it's the word power. We hear it in every scripture that we heard today. We hear the word power. And the other word that we hear is this promise, the promise of the Father. What is that promise? Well, the first word that we hear is power, and we tend to think as power on human terms. We abuse power. We lord it over people. At times, we want to be the most powerful people in the world. That's the way we think of power. But that's not the power that Christ shows us. Christ showed us powerlessness. He showed us a weakness, a love beyond all telling. We hear that He was obedient to the Father to the point of death, death on a cross. That power for us is to surrender ourselves to God's will, to surrender, humiliating ourselves to the point of that death, death on the cross, humbling ourselves, just like Jesus did. That power for us is not about strength. Even St. Paul says, when I'm weak is when I'm strong. I'm weak, I'm powerful, because I allow myself to be dependent on God like Jesus, Mary, and Joseph in all things. So the power that He is talking about for us is the power that you and I received in baptism. It is the gift, the promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit. And it's not the promises that you and I make because we break our promises. We make promises with an intent of breaking them. God makes a promise and he fulfills it. He says, I'm going to send my son into this world. And he preached repentance and forgiveness because he is our repentance and forgiveness. That he comes, Jesus' name, the word means save, salvation. That he comes to save his people from their sins. That the promise is the Father sends the Son because the Father so loves the world, he sends his Son to heal it, to reconcile it, to forgive it. And we hear that the Son so loves the Father that he lays down his life freely for his people to bring them forgiveness of sins. But the Father and the Son send the Spirit, and the Spirit teaches us how to pray. The Spirit teaches us how to forgive. It teaches us how to be weak and dependent on God. That is our strength. That is our power to believe. But the true power that he has given you and I is not control, is not power. You and I, we don't have control over anything. The power that he gives us is the power to believe and to trust and to simply be able to say yes to God in all things like Mary and Joseph, and to say no to the enemy, to sin, to Satan. That's why we celebrate the sprinkling rite as a reminder of our baptismal promises, to believe and trust in God with all our heart, but at the same time to renounce sin and Satan and all his empty works and all his empty promises. God has made a promise to us, and God is the keeper of that promise. God promises to be our God, to love us, to forgive us, to never abandon us, and always provide for us. That is his promise, and he is faithful to it. Fidelity to covenant, he will never abandon his promises. But he asks us, what about you and me? Are we keeping our promises to believe and trust in him? God sends power from on high. Jesus ascends and is at the right hand and the power of God, constantly interceding on our behalf. What is that word that he's speaking to you? How do you want to respond to that word? And ultimately, what is God inviting you to change, to grow, to leave, to follow? God is a maker of all promises. And he sends the Holy Spirit to even make us and help us to keep those promises. May the Holy Spirit continue to inspire our hearts to believe and trust in God and renounce sin and Satan and all his empty promises. Come, Holy Spirit, into our hearts and enkindle in us that fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth.